Assalamualaikum. Welcome guys. Pada malam ini aku GJ.
Aku JJ.
Aku BJ.
Aku EJ.
Aku LJ.
Dan aku EJ.
Nah, we are the... Tak kena. Sure lah. Okay guys, hari ni kita ada siapa ni?
Dia bukan tetamu.
Bukan tetamu. Dia lun. Kita tilun dia lah.
Tilun tak apa, jangan teabag.
Macam-macam. Teabag tu simpan sikit. So hari ni kita ada Ipo from Nak Cakap Sikit. DJ? DJ lah eh?
Dia kenalkan diri dia sendiri EJ.
EJ stands for what?
Ipo.
Ipo jangan-jangan.
Ipo Jembol.
Ipo Jembol. Kita ada EJ eh? Anjanggut. Kita ada Jembo.
Kita ada Jambu. Risa Jambu.
Tapi BJ, BJ apa?
Bajet, wak.
Apa? Bukan blow eh? Okay, so from the last recording session, aku tak ada. So it's gonna be a kekok session today.
Kekok session?
Yang last recording kita berbual pasal apa lah? Yang kau tak ada?
Yang dengan Kyle lah.
Sembang Rock and Roll.
Sembang R&R.
Sembang R&R.
Kenapa kau tak ada lah?
Aku outstation.
Outstation?
Outstation, overseas.
Bukanlah. Bukan. Kau COVID?
Aku COVID lah.
COVID
lah. COVID. After COVID, then aku sambung aku punya holiday.
Sampailah sekarang.
Sampai sekarang.
Betul-betul clear.
Holiday sampai next year eh. Betul.
Kira holiday sampai besok ah.
Sampai besok, betul. So, korang boleh brief aku sikit apa yang korang buat recently. I mean, from the last podcast till today.
Apa kira yang korang buat? Kira buat report lah ni dengan kau.
Anyways, KJ, welcome back.
Thank you.
Aku ingat COVID kau 2 minggu ke?
Tak ada. Jangan, saya jangan minta. 3 hari, 4 hari dah cukup dah. Cukup menderita dalam bilik seorang-seorang.
Kita dah biasa tengok kau dalam bilik seorang-seorang.
Asal duduk dalam bilik seorang-seorang je, kalau tengah WhatsApp call, cakap, kau isolation eh?
Ini semua normal lah. Alright. So, what's been happening with OKK? Maybe korang boleh update aku lah. Aku nak tahu juga pendapatan pula. Apa panggil apa tu? Updates lah, senang cakap lah. Updates lah.
Kalau senang cakap update, susah cakap apa?
Up to
date. So far kita yang kau tak ada tu, kita interview Kyle.
Kyle dengan Azli.
Daripada Aren, apa?
Sembang Aren.
Rock and Roll.
So diorang sembang sambil karaoke, is it? If I'm wrong?
It's your karaoke.
Tak.
Mana?
Adalah.
Habis diorang pun
mic. Rockers karaoke, sure.
Mic macam, you know, stage punya style semua.
Diorang punya talk show diorang is...
Bukan karaoke, kan live performance.
Live performance. Ingat karaoke.
Tak, sure. Kau jangan siya, rockers marah tau.
Marah? Sorry
kau. Kau ingat ni apa? TikTok live
kau? Kau tanya Ipoh. Ha? Live performance, kalau panggil karaoke, apa dia rasa?
Oh, itu macam ah. Aku tak tahu apa-apa lah pasal muzik. Kau lagi senior tau dalam tu.
Macam aku tak tahu pasal rock and roll ni semua. Aku bukan rocker sebab.
Betul. Sama lah. Aku rollers.
Yes.
Aku rolling.
Rolling eh? Jangan rolling benda lain juga.
So yang previously kita interview them. Then after that we had other commitments to do. But at the same time kita preparing for our next sponsor coming in. Yeah, so insyaallah tahun baru ni we will bring in a new sponsor.
During this episode keluar, kita dah ada kan?
Belum.
Dah. Yalah, betul lah. Betul.
Sekarang dah di sponsor lah eh. Cuma ni hari tak ada beverage.
Ya, yeah, betul. Sorry Ipoh, tak ada beverage untuk kau.
It's okay, aku ada.
Kau ada eh? Tapi aku macchiato tak ada.
Macam mana aku nak dapat macchiato kat SPC? Kau ingat ni arena Malaysia eh?
Mana tahu. Macam kat macap ke apa? Macap ke pagod.
Tapi Shell ada pun, Shell.
Macchiato?
Ada.
Shell ada.
Tapi dia kat SPC.
Asal aku tak pergi Shell? Asal pergi Shell.
Asal kau memilih tak?
Aku selektif.
Selektif eh?
Memang apa Shell select?
Memang select. Tak juga.
Geng-geng select. Okay lah. So without further ado, aku pun lupa nak you know, promote kan. So without further ado, kita nak juga promote kita punya sponsors, which is podcast ini ditajakan khas oleh Come Apparels. Kick come to your collections, hashtag Autism Awareness.
AJ, kau tak tahu.
Kau dah lupa kan sebenarnya?
Ah, aku lupa. Ah,
kau dah baca satu. Dia punya breakdown dah lupa.
Dia baru satu tau. Dia belum dua, tiga.
Ni masalahnya aku. Aku usually, aku pun datang person yang, you know, yang selalu kena buat routinely.
Kau tak boleh macam skip satu pun lah.
Aku macam ada HDHD. ADHD.
HDMI.
High definition, high definition. Tapi macam mana kalau kau reservis eh?
Tapi aku dah tak ada reservis lagi.
Oh, kau dah habis?
Dah habis.
Aku rasa kalau tak reservis, sebelum lights off selalu dia reside sendiri lah.
Ya, macam flash, macam flash eh.
Flash.
Spot. Spot. Soon.
Flash.
Nice. Panas, panas. Asal tiba-tiba panas eh?
Kau
tak ada eh?
Anxiety ni. Kau ada HDHD ni.
Tak ada lah. Okay. So, korang dah interview Kyle. Then after that,
Abang Risman.
Abang Risman, yes. Correct.
Kita interview dia. But you were around, what?
Yeah, I was around. But I heard recently, ada cerita panas kan tentang satu sahabat kita ni. Dia ada, you know, issues with, you know, household benda masalah.
Tunggu. Tukar satu dia memang kat sini pun.
Dekat sini lah. Dekat sini.
Kau step aku kat luar sana. aku gaib ke apa?
So dah dengar ada hal dengan orang gaji rumah.
Orang gaji rumah.
orang kaji. Orang gaji rumah. Orang gaji.
Tukar gaji.
Tukar gaji.
Pembantu rumah lah.
Pembantu rumah.
Selamatkan.
Korang boleh cakap
Amin.
Tak terlintas dalam otak aku. Sorry ya.
HDHD.
Aku HDHD.
Kau nak formal sangat Melayu kenapa? Kau nak formal sangat Melayu.
Kau bukan Melayu. So AJ, mungkin kau can, you know, share with us a little bit what's going on with your household currently.
Sekarang
bukan
sekarang
masalah rumah tangga eh.
Bukan. Aku rumah tangga tak ada masalah.
Alhamdulillah.
So previously I think 2 weeks before ke apa? Is it 2 weeks before?
Yes.
Exactly 2 weeks before. I was kita kan tengah peak kan, tengah holiday period.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weddings. So kita memang into wedding stuff ah.
Okay.
So at the point of time preparing ah, preparing to apa ni? Hot dates ah, the hot dates. So got one day lah ni, so aku punya mate dia standard. Dia every month nak kena ada satu hari cuti.
Confirm.
Yes.
Harus so, kena ada.
Yeah, so yalah kita kasihlah sebelum my hot dates come, I let her off for rest lah. So nothing, it was normal lah. It was a normal day. Aku, she went early in the morning. Then after that, kita pun keluar as a family lah. Dia tak nak duduk rumah, terperap kat rumah kan. Keluar, I think probably, usually mate balik before maghrib lah. So at point of time, aku dah request. If can, come back by 5 o'clock. If cannot, it's okay. By 6 o'clock as per what she said lah.
Yeah.
Okay, so kita dah keluar makan, balik. Dah ni ada nak standby. Pasal malam kita ada event pun. Okay. Yes. Time pun aku dah janji nak turun. Kita barbecue kan. So, aku macam rasa macam tak sedap lah. Macam something is funny somewhere lah. So 5 o'clock exactly, sharp. Aku message dia. Cakap, bibik kamu kat mana? So tak ada response lah. Tak ada double tick pun. So aku feel something is fishy lah. So then 6 o'clock aku tanya lagi. Where are you? Are you coming back? What time you coming back? Kali dah pas 6.30 kan. Tu aku dah, something is really wrong.
Dah fishy ya?
Dah fishy. So aku dah call off coming to the barbecue radio right, by the time. So by 7 plus aku dah tu. Negosi. Kita fikir baik-baik dulu. So we thought that she made an accident.
Yeah.
And the day before actually ada riot dekat Paya Lebar MRT. The day before, on the day itself.
Riot eh?
Not say riot lah.
What I come across online, ada some commotion.
Scuffle lah. at the MRT itself.
Yeah.
So dia lah macam we might never know dia kena kaup ke apa.
Yeah.
So dia lah, we, and also we need to wait until the next day to report.
24 hours.
Yeah. So aku, I know that she's somewhere out of Singapore. I got that feeling lah.
Mm-hmm.
But aku tak nak fikir jahat pasal bibi aku, so far good.
Mm.
She is so called the perfect mate lah aku dapat.
Yeah, but before that, tak ada isu apa-apa kan kat rumah.
No issue. Know? No, there's no issue. Pasal kalau ada, aku ada issue. I mean, if she got an issue, she will talk to us. We tell her to talk to us. Kalau rasa penat ke, overwork ke, need a break. Yeah. So, apparently, she never say anything. Dia tak ada macam bring up any issues lah, any problems. But we got a few,
from time to time, aku tanya dia.
Ramai rampas tu.
Violent tu ni. Ini dah lama pendam ni.
Simpan. Simpan lama
eh. Ini dah biasa time karaoke gini.
Oh. Karaoke jahat lah.
Situlah. Apa cakap ni?
Okay, silakan.
So, from time to time, aku check on her. I mean, as a employer position, I have to check on my employee lah.
Yeah.
On her well-being, on her health, if she's okay or not. I did inform her. If there's anything, any issues, be it at home, be it back in her kampung, come to me. Even though kau nampak aku busy, always out like maybe more than 10 hours out of the house in a day, just kau nampak aku je, kau bilang, ma'am, saya ada benda nak cakap.
Hmm.
Something like that lah.
Nak cakap sikit lah.
Aku ada benda nak cakap sikit lah. Kan? I did mention to her all this, maybe once a week ke, something like that lah. So far, the pair respond tak ada ma'am, saya okay, no problem. So I take it as, she got no issues lah.
Everything is fine lah. Gila.
Yeah. Because from the way I see her buat kerja, her priorities at home is firstly jaga anak. And then after that, house chores. And then comes cooking. That's all. So for example, kalau aku dengan Pa'an out for the weekends, we will tell her, okay, kau tak payah buat kerja rumah. Kau punya tumpuan pada anak-anak aku. That's all. Yeah. So when the kids go to school, baru kau start kau pay house chores lah.
Okay.
Yeah. So along the way for the past 4 months yang kita hire her, she got no issues. Yeah, everything was tip top lah. Macam jaga anak okay, dia punya house chores okay. Cooking pun okay. Dia punya rapport with my mom was
superb.
On point lah, kira on point lah.
So yeah lah. So then kita just cut that story. The day itself yang dia hilang tu, the next day aku dah tahu okay, dia mesti dah lari. Terus aku go and report. I make the police report, I call the agency. Luckily enough, aku bought insurance punya runaway bond, something lah. Something. Then yalah. But now she happily dekat kampung dia main TikTok.
So kira kau stalk dia lah.
Aku memang stalk because I want to know if she's okay. At the same time, kita tak nak communicate lah, benda dah lepas-lepas pun. But I want to know that she is somewhere lah. Pasal first thing first, dia meet aku.
Correct.
And because of this running away, literally she owe me because I need to pay a lot of things. But itulah.
Oh, dia bukan stock lah, pasal the last responsible person was them to her.
So untuk yang okay lah, I just want to give a bit of tips untuk yang ada maid ni sekarang. Siapa-siapa ada maid ni, kan, save your maid's number, Indonesian number, Singapore number, save in your phone. Download a TikTok, save. kau download, kau log in, kau create your own account, kau download, kalau siapa yang tak ada account, create. Pasal apa, if you do that, if they are playing TikTok, it will come out. Yes, it will come out. You will see. You will see them posting videos. Pasal aku punya, aku ada 4 TikTok account. Empat-empat pun keluar muka dia.
FYP lah kira.
Yeah, sahabat macam FYP lah. So that's where I track her lah. I track her down.
Okay, so what kind of challenges yang kau face? After you report to the agency.
Challenges eh?
Yes.
Duit lah.
Yeah lah, I mean as what?
Besides that lah.
Macam besides the maid running away, kau report to agency. Then what are the fees?
The fees lah? Okay. Kalau aku nak replace a new maid, you will be square one. Aku nak kena bayar $4,000-$5,000.
Start balik.
Yeah. Yeah. And on top of that, since my maid ran away, and she's new, she's under loan though. Dia ada macam 6 month ke?
Betul.
Yeah. So that remaining loan, aku nak kena bayar lamsam.
Tapi to team back is bukan salah kau.
Kan, exactly.
That's the thing. So there's a loophole somewhere. You understand? So aku tak boleh, pasal this is law. Whatever it is, I need to find the simplest way to reduce my finance, to reduce my expenses. So aku fikirlah. Okay, what's the best way? Aku find those yang transfer lah. Transfer cheaper. Below 1,000. So aku save a lot. Other than that, time memilih tu lah. Memilih new mate tu. Another thing yang aku learn lah. Jangan pilih mate because of similarity.
Common ground.
Macam aku ada anak dua, dia ada anak dua. Dia faham aku faham dia. Actually no. But I will share that later lah. Other than that, challenges aku, when mate aku tak ada, is jaga anak.
Yalah.
Aku lose weight lah. Probably dalam 10 kilo.
Boleh nampak.
78 turun 65 gitu.
Dia punya busung pun dah hilang.
Busung kan? busung aku lah, orang kenal tau. Because initially when aku get married pun aku dah ada maid. It's from Dila. Then I know how to jaga kids lah. But the thing is, aku tak pernah jaga many kids at one time. And it's budak infant dengan toddler. So when aku take over, I feel the pain. I feel the pain penat tau.
The hardship.
So because of that experience aku have that 1-2 weeks tu, I change my mindset and the punya cara nak jaga mate. Cara mate untuk menjaga kita lah, as a family. I change the macam apa dia punya apa
routine.
So that mate pun ada rest. Itu pun nanti aku will go in depth lah.
Alright.
Yeah.
Tapi talking about mate, ni this is your first mate.
Third mate.
You are.
I mean as together as a married couple, it's our third lah.
So the current one dah masuk 4 lah.
Third lah.
Okay, maybe you guys can tell us the first one, is it dia okay?
First one was actually was
knowing the stories kan, aku nak tahu juga the first mate, second mate,
problem with the first mate ke tidak.
Kirakan okay. Long story cut short lah, on the first and second mate lah.
Silakan nyanyi lagu apa.
Me
Halaya.
Jap. Let me try and so pull this thing. Alright, okay.
Thank you. You hold for me. Okay. So from the first maid that I hired, she was with us about almost 5 years. Okay. She was with she took care of my son initially. I think about three years plus lah. Okay. She was great. She was loyal. She recognizes her employer. she recognizes her employer's so-called voice lah, macam the aku punya instructions.
Okay.
Like I tell her apa-apa tanya aku, jangan dengar cakap orang ni gini-gini-gini. Kalau orang ni suruh kau gini-gini, saya check dengan ma'am.
Jangan pandai-pandai ya.
Jangan pandai-pandai ya. So after dia dah menjejak 3 tahun tu, she change her, how to say lah,
dia malas lah.
Cara dia,
dia dah jadi malas.
Working behavior dia.
Apa dia?
Working behavior.
Working behavior.
Working ethics dia.
Working ethics. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
And the speed.
Yeah.
Oh.
She macam 360 change lah. She was trying to become a Singaporean.
Oh, feeling-feeling lah.
Something like that. Dia feeling-feeling lah.
Feeling nak jadi member besar gitu lah.
Something like that ah.
Okay.
So trying to live a Singaporean life.
Okay.
Started to have a boyfriend. Walaupun dia married with children ah. Dia ada matai. Lepas tu dia punya dia dah start menjawab. Dia dah tunjuk apa tu?
Dia punya belang itu.
Tunjuk belang ah. Tunjuk muka. Orang tegur sikit eh. Nanti tak happy, empas barang.
Dia macam mem.
Feeling member besar. Dia feeling member besar lah ni semua.
But it only happens to my mum. It doesn't happens to me lah.
Kau yang bayar gaji.
Pasal aku bayar gaji lah kan. And then apart from that, dia dah start
terkejut aku. Okay, teruskan.
Kita nak ebas ke?
She revealed my address to her friends, to her boyfriend.
Alamak.
Lepas tu dia dah start tipu-tipu lah. Okay, ni tipu-tipu ni dah macam normal lah.
Norms lah.
It's a normal thing to do. Lagi apa lah?
So the worst case yang happened, she got pregnant.
Oh shit, man.
And there's more worst case, more worst scenario which happened. She aborted herself. There are more worse than what happened aborting herself. Dia dah abort, dia masuk hospital, dia tak nak mengaku.
Dia boleh tanya aku, siapa bilang ma'am? Macam mana ma'am tahu? Saya tak hamil.
Doktor tipu.
Takkanlah doktor Singapura nak tipu kita.
Exactly.
So we bear the cost.
Tapi you were like, macam mana tu dia gugurkan anak kandungan tu?
Jamu tu.
Dia makan jamu.
Jamu. Overdose.
Sabar. Dia gugurkan kat mana?
Kat rumah.
Dalam jamban.
Tak tahulah jalan jamban ke apa, aku tak tengok.
Betul lah juga.
Kita tak tahu. Dia kan dah bleeding.
Profusely. But the thing is, the another problem is, the penjanin tu, dia buang kat mana?
Itu aku tak tanya sih.
But, aku rasa dekat toilet lah. Because the toilet smell
so fishy lah.
Kalau aku ada benda yang aku rasa quite scary lah.
Nanti
episode lain.
Ada scary ya. Ada scary story.
I mean when you talk about this thing, I just remember something.
Really ya?
Okay. Lagi what's worse?
That's the worst lah.
Okay.
Paling worst sekali is, this is not worst lah. This is one of a behavior yang kita tak boleh terima lah. Dia cakap, ma'am nak balik.
Fickle-minded.
Then kita cakap, okay lah kau nak balik kan. Kita setkan kau, kita bayarkan kau tiket, flight. Terus tak nak saya balik. Tak nak balik.
Normal lah.
Aku cakap dengan dia, okay, saya dah belikan kamu tiket, nak pulang. Terus dia kasi aku muka blur lah, saya. saya tak cakap saya nak pulang.
Tak ada drama. Terus tiba-tiba macam ada drama. Dia nangis kan? Dia golek-golek eh?
Dia nangis. Golek-golek. Dia dah nangis kan? Dia step pingsan lah Syah.
Oh, step pingsan. Sinetron lah. Nak kena real apa?
Tapi aku tak ada lah. Apparently, things that happen dengan mate yang ni, yang problematic ni, aku wasn't there. Dia takkan berani buat depan aku. Dia ni berani buat depan Dila semua. Tapi kita dah decide lah. Because why? You know? Because things are not done at home. Of course, she's very good with kids. But banyak masalah. Dia dah kasih address kat boyfriend dia. Boyfriend dia datang siapa collect makan.
Datang rumah kan.
Collect makan tau. Collect makan yang dia masak untuk kita.
Dia ingat ni apa Syar?
Dia ingat
restoran.
Kita kan ni apa Hajar Maimunah.
Maimunah. Jangan sampai aku pula start sinetron kat sini.
Jangan. Itu dah tak ada lagi. Jangan.
Macam geram, gira,
geram. Geram. So yeah, that's where we decide to change the mate lah. I mean, aku after that incident yang dia dah ni, the abortion and the last incident was the yang the boyfriend datang tu. Aku dah decide, okay, we stop. We send her back. We get a new mate. And she's already like almost my age. Probably 1 year older. So age also pada aku age matters. Kau tak boleh work because you don't have the energy to work because of your age.
Yeah.
So I need to change a new one.
So how about the second mate?
Second yang problem.
Okay, second mate. Aku summarize kau. Second mate aku tak ada hal. No issue, ha? No issue.
The best. Itu habis kontrak, habis balik ah.
Habis kontrak, kontrak belum habis pun.
Oh, yang 4 months tu ah.
Ni yang lari.
Second ni yang lari.
Oh, second yang lari.
Ni yang recent apa ni?
Dia orang tak ada issue all the way until the 4 months sampai yang dia lari tu ah.
Because aku mislook on the timeline. The first mate is with Dila only, right? The second one yang
kau nampak yang Dila dan kita pergi Hafiz si birthday party.
Yang aku bawa rumah kau lah.
Hari raya. That mean lah.
Okay.
So yang secondnya kau tak pernah nampak. Aku rasa kau pernah nampak kan?
Hari raya?
Tak secondnya.
Secondnya?
Yang baru yang lari. Tak pernah kan?
Ada lah. Tadi yang kau baru tunjuk.
Oh. Itu TikTok. So second one was okay lah. The third one...
Tengah still monitoring ah.
Yep.
Under observation.
But so far since day one until now, macam mana? Baru seminggu eh.
I think 2 weeks already.
2 weeks. Eh?
So the only issue with her is dia tak pernah ada anak.
Okay.
But we train her.
So willing to learn ah.
Willing to learn.
Okay.
And there's one disadvantage for her. She's very petite, very small.
Small size.
So aku very semangat. But she's trying her best to really care for the kids.
Yeah.
So ini ada plan B untuk aku. Macam aku create plan B for her. Macam kita weekend busy apa?
Yeah.
Kau jagalah, kau all out, kau pay energy. Then comes Monday or Tuesday, kau have the full day rest. It's not an off but a full day rest.
Kirakan still buat kerja but rest anytime.
So aku kan freelance pun. Consider aku freelance. So I will take care lah. Pasal aku dah ada experience pun. So I know the do's and don'ts semua whatever. So aku will take over. Maybe the previous mate the stress because of overwork. Maybe. Cuma dia tak nak share je.
Macam dah lama-lama dah tak boleh tahan lah.
Pasal benda sama everyday kan. And
that could be one lah. But what I heard from my mom that she was apa ni, having a
marriage issue.
Yeah. Pasal yeah. Dia hari-hari video call marah-marah dengan husband dia.
And dia tengah in the verge of getting divorced.
Okay.
So that might be the cause plus the workload. Kita tak boleh salahkan itu issue.
Yalah.
Pasal without kalau dia tak ada workload, aku rasa issue tu she will just lantak kau lah.
Yalah.
Tapi workload buat stress apa? Plus that issue makin stress lah.
Then jauh dari anak semua kan.
Or might be ni aku punya pendapat lah. Mungkin lah husband dia threaten. Okay, kalau kau tak nak balik, anak-anak kau aku jual. Or kasih orang. Might be. Oh, we don't
know. Maybe, yalah, kau jangan jumpa anak-anak kau lagi lah. Yes. Gitu.
Ni baru betul-betul sinetron eh.
Yeah. Because the thing is, her belongings are still at home. Yeah.
Aku rasa ni terpaksa balik lah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, what's the most possible thing that can make you decide to just leave?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, yang second mate ni, umur?
24.
The first one is atas kau setahun?
40.
So yang second is 24.
Yes.
The third one ni?
26. Okay. Pasal sekarang, just to share, market sekarang, very hard to get mid 30s, very hard. Sekarang tengah market, dalam market ni, is 20s. Maybe ada agensi lain lah. Tapi yang agensi aku pergi ni,
is all
semua 20s. Semua 20s.
Is it the same agensi yang agensi yang kau pakai? Apa agensi boleh tumpah?
Huh? Tak boleh.
Okay, the first mate, but actually, also from the same agency. Yeah.
Actually, I think it's not the agency yang problem. It's the mate.
This is the mate lah.
Pasal mate aku is in the 20s.
No, actually, to be frank eh, agency ni kadang-kadang macam senyap juga. They take the same kampung. The same kampung, the same education. Like, you know, mate ni jarang ada puak jarang tau. One kind of, we'll be back in part 2 episode of Made from Hell.